Before we move on to Donald Trump, before we get to that, we'll take a couple of quick ones on porno in the library. Ethan is in New Milford, Connecticut on 77 WABC. Ethan, hello.
Hey, Joe, I love your show. I disagree
Thank
with
you,
a lot of what you have to say, but at least you're reasonable and not a nut job like some of your cohorts there. Look,
Thank
this
you.
Is really, really simple. Libraries offer two kinds of books, and educational and entertainment. So porn is entertainment. Now, whether libraries should have entertainment at all or DVDs and movies, that's a different issue. But, you know, what's wrong with porn? Why is it any different than
How about
other?
This? Did you say there's two kinds of books? How about this? Two kinds of entertainment. Are you saying to me that watching Bambi as entertainment is the same thing as watching Bambi does, Bambi does Ethan?
Well, sure.
Well, you're consistent. Same thing to you, huh?
Well, one is appropriate for 7-year-olds and one is appropriate for adults. But it's entertainment. I don't see anything inherently wrong with pornography or dirty books or dirty pictures or dirty movies. And I don't understand, and I actually dislike, that religion has tried to make that stuff seem immoral. There's nothing immoral about sex at all.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but why don't you just do... you know what? I might even go with you as far as this is concerned on entertainment. What's the purpose of taxpayer-funded entertainment as well? I don't understand
that. And that's a different issue, but to...
Well, no, well, how about that? What if we strike it all? I mean, the taxpayer is going to be funding this stuff. I thought libraries were about research and information.
Yeah. Well, okay. I wasn't really prepared to talk about that. But yeah, I have mixed feelings. I'd have to think about that to know if I have an opinion.
I mean, as a taxpayer guy, why should I say, what is it? The state of Connecticut, what's your budget deficit again? I was reading this. I think it was a $900 million in 2010 or whatever. I mean, you guys are sort of in the hole,
What they really need to do is legalize pot, legalize prostitution, tax it. And that would, right there. And then you stop the war in Iraq, and next thing you know, we're a wealthy
nation.
Dude,
you got sex on the brain. Every time I talk about anything, it all comes down to prostitution or sex or porno.
No, I did say legalize pot. Actually, legalize all drugs.
Well, you want to get high first and then have sex.
Exactly.
But I mean, I understand. I mean, what do you do for a living, Ethan? Honestly, what do you do, man?
I'm semi-retired, but I run an acoustics company.
Okay. All right. All right, dude. All right, Ethan, I appreciate the call. What do you want from me? I don't know. We're going to take another one, or we'll move on to Trump.
I have a question.
What is it?
As a musician.
Yes.
What is an acoustics company?
Acoustics company, what he would sell, I'm assuming he would sell speakers and, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Just curious.
You need a studio design? Do you want it nice and quiet? You would talk to Mr. Acoustics. You know what I'm talking about?